I need the definition of submission, because nowadays, with the cost of living going up, most household decisions, especially financial ones, require team effort, not just letting my husband say this is the plan and it's not up for discussion. Well, let's go back to the scripture verse that prompted this question. Ephesians 5:22, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. The concept of submission does not mean slavery or having no part in the decisions that are made in the household. In our government, we have a president, but he surrounds himself with very wise, knowledgeable, and experienced men and women that can advise him. The wise and godly husband values the wisdom and counsel of his wife. Ephesians 5:21 is very instructive. It says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. The wise and godly husband, as the head of the house, will listen to and consider the advice of his wife. Often the wife may be more knowledgeable or experienced in certain aspects. The wise husband may yield to his wife's advice and submit himself to her because she is better equipped to handle certain situations and problems. In the Spirit-led home, where Christ is acknowledged as head, the Spirit-filled woman is in subjection to her Spirit-filled husband. When both husband and wife have submitted themselves to Christ, there will be no power struggle. The wife will find it easy to submit herself to her loving, godly husband. The husband will treat his wife as the treasure and gift that she is. He will not try to dominate or rule over her. Rather, he will seek God's guidance so that he may lead his home in a way that honors the Lord. His behavior toward his wife will be full of the greatest esteem and respect for her. He will value his wife's thoughts, desires, and counsel. Proverbs 11:14 tells us that in the multitude of counselors there is safety. A godly husband realizes the value of discussing issues with his wife so that together they may make the right decisions. Now, you may be familiar with the old adage, the woman was made of Adam's side, she was not made out of his head to rule over him, or out of his feet to be trampled upon by him, but out of his side, to be equal with him, under his arm to be protected, and near his heart to be loved. This is a true description of the relationship between the husband and his wife. However, there is an order that the Lord has given for the household. The Lord tells us in 1 Corinthians 14:40 to let all things be done decently and in order. To receive the greatest blessings from the Lord, we must seek to be obedient to the word of God. Let the wife submit herself to her husband. When both are under the leadership of Christ, this formula will work extremely well. If you're involved with a man who is demanding, a tyrant, and one who always insists on having his own way, perhaps this man is not for you. Perhaps he does not possess the spiritual maturity to be a proper husband. Make sure that the man you marry wants to give his life totally of the Lord to be led of him in all situations. The word tells the wife to submit herself to her husband. Make sure the man you marry has already submitted himself to the Lord.